Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Mother Nature's wreaked havoc on our local baseball and softball schedules, but we try to get everything on track tonight. A sectional championship is on the line in Sullivan as the Edgewood Mustangs take on the host Arrows tonight at 6 o'clock for a chance to advance to the regionals. Edgewood, the red and black of Mick Hammett, had a great win the other night. They took care of Brown County 5-0 to beat Brown County for the first time in three chances this season. So the Mustangs look to keep the hot bats moving. Taylor Acuff will rejoin the lineup as she missed out on the semifinal game as she was participating in the track regional. So a full complement of Edgewood Mustangs tonight, 6 o'clock at Sullivan in the sectional championship with a regional berth on the line. In the North sectional semifinal, it will pit the two city schools against each other. Emily Cron's North Cougars will have the home field advantage. Meg Montgomery's South Panthers will come to the north side for sectional action tonight starting at 6 p.m. The winner will advance to the championship game against Shelbyville or Columbus East, Emily Cron's Cougars. The story tonight in the city matchup will be who's in the circle. Kenzie Ridge, the ace for the North Cougars, she's coming off a 16-strikeout performance against East Central. And Addie Benham for Bloomington South, she had a 12-strikeout evening against Columbus North. Which team can move runners? Which team can stay sharp in the field? That's probably going to be the key in tonight's victory. And timely hitting. Good pitching usually beats good hitting. And both of these teams have excellent, excellent pitching. Don't forget, North and South Baseball will meet tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, at the Bloomington North Sectional. That's also on the north side, the winner advancing to Monday night's championship game in the Bloomington North Sectional. I'm Mike Glasgow, pinch hitting for Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
A very busy week continues at Bloomington North tonight. The two city teams will meet in the softball sectional semifinals. The boys' baseball sectionals will kick off. Heck, on Tuesday night, we already named a track champion for the regionals in the girls, the South Panthers winning their 12th consecutive regional. But tonight, on the track, the focus is on the boys. Bloomington North is the host. They boast 5 number one seeds entering tonight's meet. Antonio Dahlman in the 400, Logan Calvin in the shot put and the discus, plus two relay teams, the 1600 meter and 400 meter teams, both seeded number one for the host Cougars. The Cougars also look to get some scoring help in the 200 from Kobe Sterner. He sits third, as does Drew Warren in the 800. The Cougars will also be looking for points in the 3200 meter race from Andy Velardo, who's the fourth seed. Speaking of the 3200, that's where the South Panthers will find one of their two number one seeds, as Ian Shaw will pace the field there. Edgewood's Austin Haskett is second. Will Zinkin, Shaw's teammate at South, is third. So a heavy local flavor in the 3200. The hurdles will also have a South Panther flavor, as Caleb Budd is ranked number one in the 300 and number two in the 110 chase. South will also look to score points in the long jump, where Sam Monson is seated third. Noah Byes from Edgewood is fourth. The Panthers hope Jacob Correa can improve on his pole vault. He sits tied for fourth entering today's final. The top three in each event, plus any who hit the state qualifying times or distance, will advance to next weekend's IHSAA Track and Field Championships, with the boys going on Friday and the girls on Saturday. I'm Mike Glasgow, pinch hitting for Joe Smith.